Thanks for your financial contribution during this special fundraising edition of Travel with Rick Steves. Now, every time you listen, you'll know that you're indeed travel partners with me in supporting public radio. Let's get back to my special presentation right now on travel tips and tricks for visiting Europe. While we look into places from all corners of the world on Travel with Rick Steves, I've made a living out of introducing Americans to the delights of Europe and European destinations. Wherever you land, you're likely to enjoy some amazing history. And seeing how different countries live in our modern world can also be a revelation. Here's my advice for boning up on what you're going to see before you get there. It can make a big difference in the kind of experience you're going to have and how long it stays with you after you return home.
Something I'm really into is recognizing and promoting the idea that the more you bring to your sightseeing, the more you'll get out of it. And you need to know what you're looking at. And you need to look at it not in an ethnocentric way. You know, that's one thing that I think most of us recognize. You don't want to be ethnocentric. Big countries tend to be ethnocentric. In the old days, we called it ugly Americans. You know, there are a lot of ugly Americans. They're not bad people. They just think America is the norm. America is not the norm. People who use spoons and forks are not the norm. People who sit on something when they go to the toilet are not the norm. They're the oddballs on this planet. We don't know that. We think our values, our work ethic, our truths that we find self-evident and God-given are truths that are God-given, you know? No, that's ours. That's good, but they're not the norm. So when we travel, it's a humbling thing. That's what I love about travel. I learn more about my home sometimes by leaving it and looking at it from a distance. And that's something we want to celebrate. You don't need to be a scholar to get turned on by this stuff, but you need to expect yourself to understand what you're looking at. It's shocking to me, it's sad to me, how little the typical American knows when they go halfway around the world to see these great cultural attractions. You don't need to be a historian, you don't need to be a scholar, you just need to be curious enough to do your reading ahead of time. You know, I'll tell you, in the tourism industry, they make more money when they dumb you down. You know, and I'll just speak from a tourism point of view, but in so many ways in our society, there are powerful forces that would find it more profitable and more convenient if we're all just dumbed down. And tour guides have very little incentive to smarten you up. But for your experience, if you can be a little smarter in your sightseeing, you'll have a better trip. Here's a good example. The famous Roman aqueduct in southern France, the Pont du Gard. Wow. Do you know about the Pont du Gard, the aqueduct by Avignon? It's not actually an aqueduct. It's the most scenic bridge in a 30-mile-long aqueduct built 1,800 years ago by Romans to bring a little man-made river, a square river on the top of that, 30 miles, engineered so it drops 1 inch every 100 yards so that water could be brought into the great city of Nîmes not by the sweat of peasants, but by gravity. What an amazing thing. Now when you go to this, you look at it and you go, yeah, I get it. And then you go to Nîmes, where you find the end of that 30-mile-long structure, and you imagine the jubilation on that day when water gushes into the city using gravity. And you can imagine, you know, it would have been a drag to lose to the Romans if you were a citizen of Nîmes, but now you got stability and you got running water, you know. And try to understand, humanize these sites. It's really great. It's really great when you can do that. Now, art and museums can be quite a challenge. And I know museums can ruin a good vacation. Just because a big museum is famous doesn't mean all of its art is worth seeing. You know, it's exhausting. The biggest building in a lot of ways historically in Europe was the Louvre. And the biggest palace and today the biggest museum. It's packed with art. The longest gallery in the Louvre, it's about a quarter mile long. Well, boy, you do not need to see all of that, I can promise you that. Our challenge is to be select in the art and then to understand, so what? I mean, what is it about this art that makes it important and such an exciting thing culturally? You can step into a Gothic cathedral and excitedly nudge your partner and say, isn't this a marvelous improvement over Romanesque? Can you imagine being that excited about Gothic? It's really annoying for your partner who's not, okay? But it makes the sightseeing more fun. That's just so fundamental.
Of all my hard-earned tips, there's one most important takeaway from today's special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. In the United States, the vast majority of the funding for public radio stations like this one comes from its listeners, from voluntary contributions where you decide how much this station is worth to you. These occasional fundraising drives are a gentle and, I think, fun reminder of how the non-commercial public broadcasting system in our country works. Your financial contribution at the local level will allow you and your neighbors to rely on this station well into the future. I think public radio is by far the best value going in today's media marketplace. We know your time and your money are precious and limited resources. You want to get the most, the very most, for every dollar and minute you spend. That's why I feel so good about contributing to my local public radio station. Can we count on you too?